The Second Amendment, preserving the inalienable right of individual self-protection. The Second Amendment has become one of the most controversial parts of the Constitution. That amendment, written in 1789 by the first Congress and ratified in 1791 by the states as part of the original Bill of Rights, states, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." The meaning of the right to keep and bear arms and the segment of the citizenry to which that right applies has been heatedly debated in recent years. Specifically, what does people mean? Does people refer to the collective body, the militia, found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 of the Constitution? Or does people refer to every citizen individually? Well, gun rights supporters assert that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, like the freedom of speech or religion. Gun opponents assert that the right pertains only to collective bodies, the military, the police, the National Guard, and not to individuals. According to gun opponents, there is no individual right to bear arms in the Bill of Rights. That is, according to USA Today. Law-abiding Americans have no unconditional right to firearms access. That, again, is according to the New York Post. The debate over gun control offers a revealing case study of the misuse of the Constitution. The idea that the Bill of Rights guarantees each individual a right to own a gun is a constitutional illusion. This is according to the San Francisco Barrister. The sale, manufacture, and possession of handguns ought to be banned. We do not believe the Second Amendment guarantees as an individual right to keep them. The Washington Post. There is no constitutional guarantee for private ownership of firearms, according to Austin American Statesman. Gun opponents, believing that the Constitution offers no protection for individual gun ownership, therefore encourage efforts to restrict or ban citizen access to firearms, particularly handguns. They frequently utilize highly publicized tragic instances of violence, such as those at Columbine, Fort Worth, Seattle, so on and so forth, to bolster their argument that guns should be left only in the hands of professionals. For example, there is no reason for anyone in the country, for anyone except a police officer or a military person, to buy, to own, to have, or to use a handgun, according to Michael Gartner, former president of NBC News. The Second Amendment protects only the right to bear arms for the purpose of service in the militia and not firearm ownership unrelated to militia service, according to the statement filed by 52 law professors and historians in a Second Amendment lawsuit. The individual's right to bear arms applies only to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia, except for lawful police and for military purposes. The possession of weapons by individuals is not constitutionally protected, according to the communist organization, the ACLU. One of the few things on which both gun rights supporters and gun rights opponents agree is that law enforcement officials, the militia, and the military do have the right to keep and bear arms. Therefore, this work will examine the contested scope of the Second Amendment. Do individual citizens have a constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms? Four sources of information will be examined to determine the answer. America's earliest legal commentaries, the writings of the founding forefathers, early state laws, and the state constitutions. These four categories of information will indisputably demonstrate that a citizen's right to keep and bear arms is an individually guaranteed right, and that efforts to restrict or regulate gun possession by ordinary law-abiding citizens, no matter what humanitarian or alleged historical arguments might undergird such efforts, are unequivocal violations of the explicit protections and original intention of the Constitution. In fact, after examining the historical document and records surrounding the framing of the Second Amendment, if any individual or group still claims that the right to keep and bear arms is not an individual right, then that individual or group is just as likely to use the words...
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams...
That's why you should be hung.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm just looking for a shout-out here right now. We got a new friend in West Virginia that we just picked up as affiliate over the last couple days, and I wanted to give him a shout-out, and it just came to my aid now. So I'm looking for it, so be patient with me. Let's see if we can find it. His name is Doug Jackson. Doug Jackson, and he is from WV or HV. Folks, it's really kind of difficult to see this, and I don't know why it's difficult to see it. Hang on. We're going to get this. We're going to get it right. Okay, so we have WVHV LP FM 98.5, No Rules Radio, and it's a Christian radio station, but it's FM, which is fantastic. WVHV LP FM 98.5 from West Virginia. We just wanted to say thank you for your trust, Doug. We totally appreciate you, my friend, and welcome aboard. So with that said, friends, we've got a lot to cover again today, as usual, concerning what's taking place in this country. And it's not good. It's definitely not good. We're being inundated. We're being pillared by our own said representative government. And before, you know, we even got on the show here, I started thinking of the Declaration of Independence. And when I start to read it, I say to myself, what is it that the people don't understand, that our rights come from God? And that our said representatives derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. That we have a limited representative government. That we are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law. And I thought to myself, why is it that the American people have now succumbed to the idea that we serve the government rather than the government serving us? Because they have lost their place. They don't realize that the American people, according to the preamble, are the governments in this country. So we're going to be hitting on quite a bit of this today concerning the time allotted. And let's start this off by showing you this. Yesterday, I'd showed you one of the alleged victims of the Sydney shooting. By the way, it was right on cue, this shooting was. And so was another one in the United States. And it's interesting how it's all being leveraged against, you know, the Jews, we're being told. And again, remember, they're not the Jews of the Lord, friends. These are Zionists. They are those that are claiming to be something that they are not. Read Revelation 3:9. But we have this alleged victim in the Sydney shooting. His name is Arsen Ostrovsky. Okay. He claimed a bullet grazed his head, caused him to bleed all over his face. But yesterday I took the time and showed you that he's a crisis actor. I showed you pictures of him getting his blood put on. They're all laughing. They got all the cameras around them. And then what I did is I showed you this, and it's foreign. So you're just going to have to go ahead and go along with me concerning what's going on, and then I'll read it. This foreigner talks about how this man claims to be a victim. This is on social media platforms, by the way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well.
Cet homme est une victime touchée à la tête.
He was shot in the head, he said.
I got hit in the head. I'm bleeding. I've lost blood.
Mais yeah. Assez en forme pour yeah. faire un beau selfie. Yeah.
And then he takes a selfie of himself with all this fake blood on him.
Et visiblement, right? Il adore être médiatisé.
He loves being in the spotlight because it happened on October 7th again
toujours
on a
bon
false
endroit,
flag operation
bon
in modern-day Israel.
Arson Ostrowski, okay. A survivor of the October 7 massacre in Israel.
Yeah.
I survived October 7th.
J'ai fait des recherches et il est
yeah,
pas
and
là
he said he did his research,
c'est
this foreigner did, and said
it's
he's doing his job.
Visuals in order
yep,
to
and it's talking about how they're using crisis actors
yeah.
to create
Arsène
these outcomes, because what they're doing, friends, is creating legislation, as they call it, to go ahead and disarm the people on a nationwide basis. Now, this has happened in Australia, we're told, right? But we got to pay attention to the fact that the GOA just came out recently with a big, beautiful, massive lawsuit against Pam Bondi and her Make America Great Again administration to that of the Attorney General's office. And interesting how that works. Make America Great Again. Let's go ahead and disarm the American people. Okay, I guess that's how you make America great again. But simultaneously, what we're also seeing is across the board is Ilhan Omar's also calling for disarmament, gun registration. We're noticing that Tim Walz is doing the same thing, along with the corrupt in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, and the list goes on, friends. Look at how this is taking place simultaneously, friends. Is anybody paying attention to that? I hope they are. GOA and GOF declare DOJ brief an open attack on the Second Amendment and the U.S. Constitution. Now, remember, this is all coming from yours truly, Donald Trump, the most pro-second president, president in the American history, which makes zero sense. But if you're one of his blind followers, idolaters, Acts 12:22, then I guess you get exactly what you're getting. And believe me, you're going to get a lot more than just that if you don't open your eyes to what's going on here. But back to our crisis actor here that I was highlighting. It's interesting that I'm showing right now pictures of him getting made up for his part to play as a crisis actor. Well, it didn't stop there, friends. It definitely didn't stop there, because now we have eyewitnesses saying that it was very odd concerning what was going on, because the police were allowing these two to go ahead and shoot at will for over 20 minutes. Folks, they need to create as much carnage as they can so they can report on it, so that the people cry out to the government for more control, and in this particular case, disarmament, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Let's take a listen.
So there's two shooters, one on the bridge, one under the bridge. Just started to shoot for 20 minutes. They shoot.
Just
shoot,
allowed them change, to shoot for 20
change
minutes.
Change the magazine and just
change
shoot.
The magazines and shoot.
Simple as that. 20 minutes with four policemen there. Nobody gave fire back. Nothing.
Nobody
like
fired back. Nobody fired back, he said.
It looked like 20 minutes. And they shoot. The guy changed magazine. I look at him all the time. I was with two of my babies under me, and I look at that, and it's just rifle and a pistol, and just shoot. And the other one
so
was...
So the people are trying to figure out, why did nobody
audience.
Shoot back?
I think one of the people come, took his rifle and shoot him. That's one of them. That's what I saw. I didn't know how much I saw, but...
Who were they targeting?
Oh, all the crowd. Anyone.
They were targeting him, by the way, friends. This eyewitness said they were targeting all the crowd. It didn't say in specificity the Jewish people, which, by the way, again, here comes Bibi Netanyahu, the bully himself, friends, that's bragging about how he controls your president and your Congress, talking about how they are the victims again, when in fact he predicted this one
as well. I'm not making this up. You can't make it up. Yesterday, I played audio video for you from Bibi Netanyahu, who wrote a book about the two towers falling 2 years before it happened. We know about the five Israelis, friends. These are all Zionists playing their part. And again, what do? They slap your face. They assail you. And then when the cameras get there, then they play the victims. It's exactly what they're doing again, friends. I'm going to bring up a new topic on the other side. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Wanted to let you know as well, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you go to the store, all orders will be sent out the very next day, which means that the USPS promises that you'll get it within 3 to 5 days. So don't forget us in December, please, friends. And again, these were your requests, and so we honored those. So please honor the return due to the fact that we took the time to honor your request, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to the store. Also, consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty, because without you, friends, as you can hear, we have no sponsors. We're not going to be out there. I want to show you this because remember when this whole thing came up with the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk?
September 10th, and then all the weird stuff that was going on around it. Well, you know, and all the questions that still have not been answered concerning this whole assassination that we've been sold to by the mainstream media. And remember how Candace Owens, you know, the go-to girl, got up there, and yet, regardless of her best friend, Charlie Kirk, of course, have you ever noticed this, by the way? I need to make that point. Have you ever taken the time to, like, look at documentaries where there's been mass murder? Like, for example, and we've had him on his show, Rachel Scott, remember from Columbine, the famous story of Rachel Scott? Well, we had her brother on the show with us. And it was interesting how many people claimed to be Rachel Scott's best friend after the assassination, which, in fact, during her lifetime, she probably knew who they were but didn't acknowledge them no more than what she knew them as acquaintances. Well, it's the same thing, in part, as to what we're seeing here with Candace Owens. But one thing that's been striking me very odd since this whole allegation and this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, and I'm saying that for the purpose of I have all of the information and I have all of the questions that have yet to be answered by the people that are selling you the narrative, friends, and you're not getting the answers. The only answers you're getting is the narrative that they want to drive. And that narrative, by the way, outside of Fox News, that, you know, that platform, that entertainment platform that's sold to you as news, it's an entertainment platform, but they're the only ones sealing the narrative of the mainstream media. Nobody else is. All the independent journalists and professionals, military, EMTs, helicopter ambulances, I mean, the list goes on. They're all countering the narrative, friends. Every single one of them are countering the narrative that the mainstream media and Fox News is selling you. Okay. Well, Candace Owens just happens to be one of those people. Candace claims to be best friends with Charlie Kirk, but there's no emotion. Has anybody been paying attention to the fact that ever since this alleged assassination took place, not a one person has shown any brokenness whatsoever? None. Okay. And I told you that when Candace got up on the television program, her program, right, Candace, nobody loves to talk about Candace more than Candace. She's the go-to girl, and she's the one that took it upon herself to go after the TPUSA and set the record straight. And I told you that when she first came out that she's receiving the same money from the Rothschilds and Zionist money that Charlie Kirk and his organization are. And I told the people that she's controlled opposition. And I told the people that she's never been deplatformed. And yet we see this little game played out between Erica and Candace. And I told you it was going to come to nothing. Did I not say that to you 15 times? It's going to come to nothing, right? The only thing it's ever come back to with Candace is Candace. She has all the information. She doesn't share it with anybody. She just conveys it. She sees the videos. She doesn't share it with anybody. She just conveys it. She has all these information in these texts, but she doesn't share it with anybody. But she has the information. You know, she wants you to just look at her as what she says goes. And that's why I call her the go-to girl, Candace. She's a fraud. She told you, America, that she's a TPUSA Mason. She's lying. She's a part of the Eastern Star, okay? One liar hanging out with another liar equals the fact that they're both liars. And that's what we're seeing with both her and Erica Kirk. And that's not far-fetched. That's not speculative in any sense of the word. It makes me mad because the people don't listen. I told you with Candace Owens, friends, that she's just dangling the carrot in front of your face to get you away and to distract you from what's really going on. And is that what she's done? Well, guess what everybody's complaining about today, friends? How Candace, you know, she had to make it a point and she spent 4 hours with Erica Kirk and she now sees it her way and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sitting back and I'm saying, it happened exactly the way that I said it was going to. Why? Because it always happens that way. Anybody that you see out there on those national platforms, friends, they're all bought and paid for. They're all bought and paid for. Again, remember, those that have not been deplatformed, you better ask the question why it is that they have not been deplatformed and how it is that they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of each episode that they deliver up to the people. I mean, isn't that what Erica Kirk is saying about Candace Owens? Yet nobody's paying attention to the fact that Erica Kirk has made over $100 million capitalizing off of this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. which has now been inverted over back to what Charlie was allegedly speaking out against. It's a game. They're operatives. They're doing their job by keeping you distracted, by bringing you to dead ends, just like they just did once again, just like I told you that they would. They're not bringing about resolve, friends. They're not here for you. Again, get it in your skulls and your hearts, friends. Nobody loves to talk about Candace more than Candace Owens. And many of you people have been duped into believing that she's telling you the truth. My goodness, friends. You can't help people that don't help themselves, friends. Speaking of Erica Kirk, I want to show you something. She's a good little liar, but I'm going to take it two steps so you can understand who she is and why she's doing this this whole media campaign right now, because she's got to show you that she can really cry. Folks, when I say this, this is not a joke. She's probably one of the most despised people in the world right now. There's nobody that believes this scenario more than those that profess to be what clearly they are not. And I'm talking about Erica Kirk trying to sell to the people her grief and her how broken she is concerning the assassination of her husband. Folks, nobody's buying it. As a matter of fact, just to give you a little statistics behind that so you understand, when Charlie was still in that seat, he was always ranked number in the top 10 concerning the Apple downloads. But keep in mind, friends, that was all delivered to Charlie. Just ask me. That's firsthand. That was all given to him as long as he drove the narrative. He was always in the top 10. Since he's been gone, it's dropped down to 94. Just like I told you, after this happened, they're just going to fall apart. Now what they're doing is they're showing you who they really are. It's a political movement, friends. That's all it is. They're having these big events, and there's no preachers in there. Every single one of them are Zionists, and every single one of them you have heard of that are in front of your faces on social media platforms, on YouTube, on Meta, whatever the case might be. You know who they are because they have not been censored. They have not been deplatformed. They have not been suppressed in any sense of the word. No, they're the ones that are being put up to drive this narrative. Here, I want to show you, this is one of the lies that this little liar's been caught in, and I want you to hear it for yourself. This is Erica Kirk doing a CBS interview. Apparently, she forgot what she said, and that's usually what happens when you lie, friends.
Everyone always has to think there's more to the story. Well, sometimes there's not. I've seen the autopsy report.
She's seen the autopsy report.
What did she say?
She said she's seen the autopsy report.
So
wait a second.
I can't do the request. They emailed me back. He did not go in for an autopsy. The death certificate was signed by the doctor at the hospital.
There was no autopsy. Listen to me. There was no autopsy. The doctor signed off. What is she talking about?
You just do a quick documenting that.
No autopsy.
Can you just add a step to the case documenting that there was no autopsy?
No autopsy. Second
time.
This
is insane.
No, it's not insane. It's what these people do. They lie. And again, people asked the other day, they said, why do people hate her so much? And I said, because if you just look at her history and who her mother is and how her and her mother and her father are hooked into Raytheon, which is Israeli, friends, Israeli, there's that word again, Zionist connected to the military industrial complex, you're going to understand perfectly as to why Eric is now walking around with this Star of David, which does not exist biblically, on her chest, promoting a message that Charlie was allegedly starting to speak against. Again, are people thinking? Well, it gets a little bit crazier than that. I'll start this because what they're finding out is Erica Kirk has no digital footprint whatsoever. And by the way, if you go back to Candace Owens, you're probably going to find the same thing there. Okay? They're put up, they're raised up to do the things that they do, and all of a sudden, when you look behind them, there's nothing to validate anything about who they are. Listen to this.
Kirk anomaly is sending shockwaves through the internet. Who is Erica Kirk? Why is there no information about her during her childhood?
Hey, folks, I'm gonna go ahead and hold over and tell the other side. Why is there no information about her? Well, you can ask the same question about this alleged assassination. Why is there no information? And why is it that over the 3,500 people that were there filming the event, why have they been given a gag order by a judge? And everything else about this whole scenario is suspicious at every given turn. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Raised from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I need to get to this really quick. Somebody asked the other day, why is it, I seen this on a meme, right? Why are people so angry with Erica Kirk? Why do they hate her? Well, because they've taken the time to pull the curtain back and understand that she's a little asset of the Israelis. And so are her parents. And by the way, so are the Kirks. They were interconnected with Donald Trump before Charlie ever met her. Okay, and remember, Erica Kirk was also kicked out of Romania when she was 17 years old, doing business with the Pentagon from the United States of America, going over there, setting up a mission, and then being accused of child trafficking. So, folks, these are the questions people are asking. And these are not the questions that you're ever going to hear from Fox, because they're in the same group, friends, the same club, Isaiah 28, verse 18, that you're not a part of. That's just that simple. And they think that they're better than you. People are saying, well, Bradley, why is she on this media tour right now? Just think about that. A podcaster, the president of the United States of America, picks up the wife of the one that was allegedly assassinated, and he's giving her all of this airtime, all of these media outlets on both sides of the aisle, as you've been taught to believe. No, 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 friends, what they're doing is they're protecting their investment. And what happens, and what is happening, is the more that she goes out there, the more people despise her because she's so fake. She is fake from A to Z, friends. But let me show you how fake she is so you can decide for yourself as to what my observations and my judgments have come to concerning what's going on in the present.
The Erica Kirk anomaly is sending shockwaves through the internet. Who is Erica Kirk? Why is there no information about her during her childhood? I mean, the question is simple, but the more you look into it, the stranger it gets. Erica Kirk's real name before she got married and changed it was Erica Lane Franzi. So I looked into the historical surname, just like I do for historical figures. I go tracing through bloodlines and all the sources to find out who the character is. She was reported to be born on November 20th, 1988. Now, public biographies say that she was born in Ohio and later on moved to Scottsdale, Arizona. But again, it's very hard to verify these claims. When we're researching into other people, it's really not. This is where the story should start with elementary schools. There should be evidence of middle school, of high schools, of yearbooks, class photos, alumni mentions. There is none of that. Nothing. Zero. Nada. I couldn't even find friends remembering her. I could find pictures in bikini of Johnny Depp's lawyer when there was the trial through her friends on Facebook and her other friends' social medias just by looking up. This woman has nothing. There are no friends that have photos of her. There are no friends that even mention her on social media.
Little odd people.
There is no record that she even attended elementary school. No middle school, no high school, there's nothing. Erica Kirk's life doesn't start until adulthood. That's weird. In fact, the first verifiable evidence about her even existing is when she's at Arizona State University. Nothing before that. And this is where she studied political science and international relationships. Then later on, she's publicly associated with Liberty University, where multiple profiles describe graduate-level studies, often framed as legal studies or public policy-related coursework. And these are the only schools that ever mention her. So there's no evidence of her childhood, just college and after college. Ah, my friends, but here come the pageants. Now, normally, we start doing pageants when we're little. She competed in the Miss USA system. Pageants have different systems. A lot of people confuse it with Miss America, but it's not. She became Miss Arizona USA and went to compete in Miss USA 2012. And get this, at the time, the Miss USA system was operated under the Miss Universe organization. And guess what? Which for years was partially owned by your very own Donald Trump. After pageants and college, she worked in real estate. So weird. Had nothing to do with her college studies. And multiple bios state that she worked in New York City. Then here comes another gap. No information at all. Absolutely zero social media presence, and we know how weird that is. What is she doing? Who is she? Where did she come from? I mean, if someone competed in pageants and went to these prestigious universities, then she worked in New York City, this is all taking place in the age of Instagram and Facebook. Everybody has a digital footprint. Everybody except Erica Kirk. Now, if you're a model and you're in pageants and you're doing things like that, even real estate, you want to be online, you need a social media presence. She has none. Makes no sense, but okay. There are no old photos. There are no college photos. There aren't even any pageant prep pictures, which is super weird. There are no friends tagging memories. No throwbacks for Erica Kirk. Literally, yeah. Before she married Charlie Kirk, there was no social media on her. Go try to look for it yourself. I'm pretty good at this. Nothing. What appears are only a clean, curated accounts that are connected to Charlie Kirk. And it looks controlled, minimal, very branded. Again, I have to say it's unusual, especially in the pageant culture. In the pageant world, everything is documented obsessively. And don't tell me it's about privacy, because even private people leave residue. Old accounts surface, screenshots are leaked. But most of all, friends tag you in memories. There's nothing of that.
You can't make it up, people. And you know what? And what's crazy about this is even this is only half the video audio. And there's people out there trying to defend what they don't know that they're defending. And this woman's pulling the rug again in showing you there's no digital footprint. You'd be amazed as to how much of that you would see concerning all of those public figures that you have in front of your face today. There's no background story. But I'll tell you what, if the mainstream media demonizes you, I'll tell you what, they have all of your information. Do a Google search on Bradley Dean. I just wish they could get it right. But the fact of the matter is, friends, going back to Erica Kirk, why do people hate her? Because she's a liar. Okay? Everything about her background that we know of up until we know of it is all premised on a lie. No digital footprint. Understand? How do you justify that? How do you defend the indefensible, friends? Because there's people that are trying to do it. And I'll tell you who's doing it. No more. Let me say it this way. Nobody's trying to defend her more than the networks. And who controls the networks, friends? The CIA-controlled narrative, along with the Mossad.
Point to interview for a job. And this is where he famously said, and I quote, "I'm not going to hire you. I'm going to date you." Which I find super creepy if you're going to a job interview.
Okay, so you guys get the point. There is no footprints on Erica Kirk. She's caught lying time and time again. Now she's out there making sure that you can see that she's got real tears on her face. She's not dabbing her eyes anymore. They're putting water all over her face. And then they're putting the light on her so you can see it run down her face, uncomfortable as it may be for her. But she's just sitting there like a stooge trying to prove the point. Listen, I'm not going to have all of you people making fun of me saying these are fake tears when she sits there in front of the camera with a wet face. Folks, it is just embarrassingly ridiculous. It truly is what the American people feast on. Let me go to the next point because this segues into which one is sick here because it applies to everything that we're talking about again today. If you want to call in right now, pro or con, it doesn't matter. Jude 3 and 4, please do. Don't take a shot at me. No. Don't do that. Take a shot at me in front of all of our affiliates, in front of all of our friends on social media networks. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Let's go to the next one. Isn't it interesting how now in Minnesota, it went from Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar being responsible for this massive fraud, hundreds of people pointing at them as the responsible party. They become millionaires 30 times over like Ilhan Omar. And now we're not talking about the massive fraud anymore. Whoa. What just happened, friends? What just happened? Well, they changed the narrative. And guess what? All the sheeple let them turn the page on them. And why is that? Because they already know that the American people are not going to hold them accountable. They know it's their job just to keep the sheeple entertained. And it's exactly what is going on. Here, let me show you. Let's first go to Ilhan Omar, who, by the way, after this shooting, this alleged mass shooting that took place in Australia, isn't it interesting that if you're taking the time to pull the curtain back, Ilhan's out there again, all the media outsources, right? The controlled media and the narrative that they're trying to set. They have Ilhan Omar out there responding to what happened in Australia. She goes on a particular program and she has a bizarre smile about her face as she's talking about this mass shooting. And then the next thing she does is she starts to talk about gun registration, which coincides perfectly as to what we're talking about here today, friends. The administration is calling for gun registration. Ilhan Omar is calling for gun registration. All of a sudden, we were talking about and highlighting Ilhan Omar and her deportation and Tim Walz and his crimes of treason being in under over 60 investigations and Keith Ellison trying to hide behind both of them, who's just as guilty as anybody being caught on a hot mic. And now nobody's talking about that anymore. This is insane. In America, let me say this with a big heart and all sincerity. I have for 30 years, 25 years of being on radio, tried to tell you people exactly what you got coming. And for you to allow them to turn the page on this, friends, and you not holding them accountable because you think that Donald Trump somehow or another, him calling her a name and how she needs to be deported is enough. And you're going to sit back and allow them to just let the wind go again and bring about a new issue that needs to be dealt with. You deserve exactly what you got coming. Let's listen to this really quick.
Who to blame as the Trump administration probes if millions of taxpayer dollars from her state were sent to terrorists in her native Somalia.
If there was a linkage in that the money that they had stolen going to terrorism, then that is a failure of the FBI and our court system in not figuring that out and basically charging them.
Fox News contributor Mary Catherine Hamm joins us now.
By the way, I wanted to let you know, too, and I played this a week ago, Ilhan Omar has no digital footprint neither. They're literally taking these subversives and they're picking them up and they're dropping them off. The CIA is installing them into position to do exactly what it is that they're doing. That, my friends, is a fact. Let's get back to this.
It is, you know, interesting that she doesn't mention all the associates connected to her campaign worker, and places where she hosted her campaign parties at as well, MK.
Yeah, there also wasn't a denial. That is, right. Felt like sort of a tell to me. I think she knows much more about all of this than she's let on the whole time. As you allude to, she has plenty of associates, close friends, allies who were enriching themselves off of $250 million defrauded from one program alone, okay, maybe $1 billion.
Okay, so you're hearing this, friends. You're hearing the outlets just talk about the crimes, magnifying the crimes. Not a one of these outlets is calling for impeachment and prosecution. Not a one. Now they're changing the story, and it went from them being scrutinized by the people in America to them now attacking law-abiding gun owners all over again. Why is it so important for these communists, these individuals that are responsible for committing the act of treason, to get the guns out of your hands? Why do you think that is, Americans? Because it's the only thing standing between you and your freedoms. That's why.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments.
Okay, here we go again.
Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
281-845-4704. Okay, so with all this crime that is being committed against the people of the state, okay, you just heard Ilhan Omar. She was worth nothing. Now she's worth $30 million. The people in the United States of America know this. Y'all know this. And you've done nothing, okay? And you've done absolutely nothing. Keith Ellison's caught on a hot mic, and the American people have done nothing but sit back and allow their politicians that are on the same team, just wearing different jerseys, do nothing but make fun of them, call them names. When in fact, many of them, by the way, if you don't know and you're not paying attention, if you pull the curtain back on those that are allegedly attacking these individuals for fraud, they're committing and they're guilty of the same crime. As a matter of fact, they're probably guilty of promoting and propping up the same people that are committing the crimes, just like we've seen in the state of Minnesota here. Instead of the federal government doing what they said that they were going to do concerning the crimes of Governor Tim Walz, who's in over 60 open investigations, what did they do? Dr. Oz, who's a Zionist, comes in, and what does he do? He says, you better get your stuff together. 60 open investigations. 100, folks, the Bible says out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. No. You had hundreds of employees, even within his own administration, his own cabinet, telling the people at large that he was guilty of the crime. And here comes Dr. Oz. What does he do? And it shows you that they're a part of what? I'm telling you what's going on, friends. And again, you take it how you want to take it. You are being sold to your enemies. That's why they remain. That's why they've been put there. Because again, the people have not voted these individuals. Nobody in their right mind would vote these individuals to do the things that they're doing to the people that allegedly voted them in. And I wish people were smart enough to quit talking that way as if to suggest anybody voted them in. No, they're not being voted in. They're criminals. And that's why they've been put in. They've been put into position to destabilize. And it's exactly what they're doing. And if the people are going to sit back and allow it to happen, then the people deserve exactly what they get. You say, well, Bradley, where's the compassion? It's not on me. It's on you. You're the one that's going to have to hold them accountable. That's why you have provision in the Constitution to deal with them. And if you don't want to do that and you're going to sit back and listen to the excuses come from the Republican Party, who's no better than what you call the Democratic Party and neither exists constitutionally, well, then again, you can't help people that don't help themselves. Here, I want to show you what's going on. The mayor of Minneapolis, he's got a tribal name given to him by the Somalians. I don't know if you're aware of this. And you're seeing that his whole objective here now is to protect the Somalians, as if to suggest this is now their country. And only proving the point that they're here to conquer. Okay? I didn't say it. They're doing it. And the people are allowing them to do it. I want to say this on the other side of that, too. I see a lot of people talking about how Minneapolis is gone and this city's gone. And I'm here to tell you that is nonsense. That is nonsense. And here again, you have the said conservative sitting there parroting nonsense and lies and numbers coming from the mainstream media that they don't believe, trying to tell people that, listen, oh, it's all gone. No, it is not all gone. I was out just 4 days ago, friends. You know what I noticed when I went into St. Cloud, which is a hub where they're colonizing? I noticed two Muslims. See what happens when the American people rise up and they hold them accountable? And by the way, it's not ISIS's job. It's the militia's job to what? Repeal invasion. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. You haven't heard that one yet, have you? Nope, you haven't. Okay, so we got the mayor saying that it's his job, and he's using vernacular by saying, yes, you better bet your bottom dollar. In other words, he used expletives, swearing at the people, yes, this is my job, and I'm going to protect these people. They're here illegally. How come nobody's holding him accountable for treason? How come nobody's holding Ilhan Omar accountable for treason? How come nobody's holding Tim Walz accountable for treason? What are they doing? They're harboring. And what are they doing? They're aiding and abetting the enemy. That is the definition of treason, Article 3, Section 3. Let's listen to what old Keith says.
This is
Tim Walz.
80 people or so that have been convicted in this, maybe some more in that, out of a broader range.
He's trying to minimize it. He just said 80 have been convicted. By the way, I believe it's 88, and I believe a majority of those on the 99% ratio have been Muslims, okay? But this is who he's here to defend. Listen carefully.
Fraud will stretch across all racial demographics, all ethnic groups. So I think it's really important for us to note each community's got this in their own midst, but to blame them and say that they should have been responsible for stopping it, I think that's a pretty hard reach. I think we continue to educate.
That's a pretty hard reach. Okay, so what is he doing? He wants you to believe Minnesota. He wants you to believe United States, that he speaks for the majority of the people when in fact he doesn't. Okay? Let me remind you, being an individual from the state of Minnesota, the people hate his guts. They hate Keith Ellison. Nobody respects the man, either one of them. They despise them. Same thing with Ilhan Omar. So it's for the people of the state of Minnesota to right the wrongs. But here again, just to show you how ignorant America has become, if justice guards our liberty and we see crime abroad, what is the responsibility of the American people in good government, namely the judges and our representatives? What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to hold them accountable, and they're supposed to bring judgment upon their heads, right? Like it tells us in Isaiah 26, verse 9, and Isaiah 51, verse 4. But is that what they're doing? No. Look at this. Did you see this? Education Secretary, this is laughable. Education Secretary Linda McMahon, you know who her husband is, right? Ed. He's the head of the WF, right? Pro wrestling that Donald Trump was a part of. You all remember this, right? They're all bad actors, right? But look who Donald Trump appoints. Are you kidding me? Americans, do you know who these people are that he's appointing? They're scoundrels, every one of them. But here's the point. Education Secretary calls for Governor Walz to resign over fraud scandals. Billions of dollars. What does the government do? Why are they being so soft on him? You need to resign. That's like a banker that's stealing money from the bank. And he's found out. And once he's found out, everybody just looks at him and says, you know what? You need to resign from stealing money. This is ridiculous. Folks, does that work for you? Is that how the laws apply to you and me? And there's a higher standard of judgment when it comes to those that have been put in a position of representation. They're supposed to be held accountable to a higher degree, not a lower degree. But why is it that Americans put up with this? Can I ask you something, people? Which one's sick here? Which one? The people that sit back and are entertained out of their own freedoms, or these people that they tolerate? What do? All eyes off of Tim Walz, all eyes off of Ilhan Omar, all eyes off Keith Ellison right now. What is he doing? Like a good communist, I've told you this before, people, and you need to listen to me. He's a danger to himself. He's the kind of guy that you're going to look at in history, if he's tolerated, where he's going to be responsible for millions. He already is, friends, concerning the people that have been forced to take the bioweapons, those that were forced into old folks' homes. He's already responsible for the murder of the children of the state. So what I'm talking about is I'm talking about the kind of guy that we look like at a Mao Zedong, who's responsible for killing 60 million of his own people through a man-made drought. You know, those kinds, like a Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, you know? You know what I'm talking about? Like a Pol Pot or an Idi Amin. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this is what happens when they see the people don't hold them accountable. They do what they want to do, and they get more evil because it's the Lord within them that brings about judgment heavier and heavier and heavier. That's exactly why. Leviticus 26. What is Walz doing now, friends? Instead of being on the defensive, what does he do? Just like every other communist in government, get on the offensive. Now he's coming forward with executive orders from Governor Walz's office. And what is he saying? He says, we have to go ahead and get rid of the guns. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, listen to me. I want to show you what it looks like to be healthy. And I want you to hear a healthy voice. When it comes to gun legislation, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. You ready for this? No. Did you hear me? I said no. Because they don't have a constitutional right to do it in the first place. What did Samuel Adams say? He said, the Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. What are they doing, friends? Oh, hey, you know what? Tim Walz came out and he said he's going to sign an executive order. Guess what? If that executive order is not congruent with the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it's null and void. Listen to me again, friends, because I'm not a part of the sick pack that's going to sit back and watch this nonsense and this tyranny take its foot and get it in the door again. Hey, friends, and getting from the defensive to the offensive position again, listen to me carefully. No. No. Here, I'm going to say it again, people. No, you're not taking my guns. No, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I am quite frankly tired of my said representatives acting out of delegated authority that we never gave them to only attack us for the crimes of the guilty. And it's happening again. Listen to this.
Walz just raged out. You got to see the clip. Watch.
June Listen 14th, to this.
They've been saying it since that horrific day at Annunciation. They continue to say it. Enough is enough.
enough is enough.
Listen to what he's doing, friends. He's under 60 investigations, and he's telling you enough is enough. Well, at least he's demonstrating what he believes, friends, and the people, if they can't learn the lesson from what he's doing, though it's introverted, he's operating backwards for the very purpose in which he's been placed, which, by the way, that's why he's been installed, to do the things that he's doing. This is insane, but I'm going to finish this. Listen to this.
These folks have traveled across the states. I've sat in town halls. The deep sense of frustration, the deep sense of anger, the deep sense of grief and loss around gun violence.
Yeah, this is the guy that is accountable for all the crimes of the illegals that he's treasonously allured in that have committed crimes against the people in the state of Minnesota. He hasn't highlighted that. Or all the babies that have been murdered in the state on his watch. Okay, he hasn't said a word about that. He hasn't talked about how the people in the state of Minnesota have worked their fingers to the bone only to find out that him and his administration and his Muslim friends, which in fact that's who's responsible for these crimes in particular, are responsible for committing. Did he say anything about that? No. No, what he's doing here, friends, is highlighting the crimes of the guilty and accusing the innocent for the crimes of the guilty.
And to watch people stand and deflect and word salad about everything of this, there's too damn many guns and the wrong types of guns on the street.
Okay, there's too many guns, and now he starts to swear a little bit. We're off air, we're on social media platforms, but I want you to listen carefully. Too many guns, but yet everywhere these criminals go, from the top to the bottom in representative positions, what do they have? Armed security detail. Armed security detail. And I want to tell you why they have armed security detail, because we didn't used to have it in this country, friends, all the way up until the 50s, because they're not working for the people anymore, and the people know it. Okay, so here's this criminal, treasonous communist, Tim Walz, talking about how we have too many guns. Hey, friends, let me say it again. Okay, great. No. Americans, learn to say no. And mean it. He, this criminal who walks around with armed security detail, is accused. Let me say it again for the third time. He is accusing law-abiding citizens for the crimes of the guilty. That's exactly what he's doing. Okay? Now listen to what he says.
And I don't want to hear, how do you define assault weapon? I damn sure can assign what it is and describe what it is and tell you what it does. And unfortunately, we have a whole bunch of parents now who know a lot more about what these weapons were done.
Okay, yeah, and remember what he just said. See, so all these gaps, friends, we can fill them in if we get educated. Okay, and 97% of all the mass shootings take place in gun-free zones. I want you to understand that Tim Walz and others like him in that little pipsqueak, that little Judas standing behind him, Tim Walz, and him and his Somalian flag, and Keith Ellison right there, who want to disarm the American people, they have armed security detail. They're the ones, and the likes of them, are the ones that are responsible for the mass shootings. And they should be, listen to me, let's turn this in a lawful sense. They need to be held accountable for the people that have been murdered in the unconstitutional gun-free zones. Did you hear what I said? They need to be held accountable, every one of them, for the people that have died in gun-free zones because they never had a right. I want to say this too. Some of you people are out there are laughing about this mass shooting in Australia, talking about how the cops are holding up their hands because they don't have any guns. And then you talk about how stupid they are. Well, that's happening all over Europe. But I want you to remember something, and you might want to put the mirror up to your face when I say this. You might want to look at what they've already done. And you need to understand that you're dealing with a totalitarian system, an authoritarian system of representatives that no longer work for the American people, but a foreign government. It's clear, we're clearly there now. We're clearly there. They're not asking for permission. It's not like they've operated in the scope of authority that's been delegated to them for decades in this country. That's how we've gotten here, Americans, because the people didn't take the time to read. They didn't care enough about their own freedoms. They weren't grateful for those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. No, they didn't want anything to do with it, people. And now we're in the position that we're at, where now no matter what they do and no matter what they say, they think that they're going to go ahead and do it. I want to say it again. No. You're not taking her guns. No. They don't have the right whatsoever. Isn't it crazy? I brought this up about a week ago, that you have this foreigner that's come into America. She has the, according to the FBI statistics, the 5th District, which is Northeast Minneapolis. I was raised there for a minute, and it's still home to me. And it'll always be home to me. And I'm not going to be pushed around by numbers that don't exist. And even if they were there, it's still going to be home to me because that's where I was raised in part. But she has the highest statistics, according to the FBI, concerning recruitment for ISIS. I want you to hear what I just said to you, just to show you how corrupt the system is. The FBI delivers up the stats on how corrupt it is in the 5th District and the crimes that Ilhan Omar is guilty of, but yet she's still in place to now call for, regardless of the fraud of the billions of dollars that she initiated, she's the one that laid out the plan for those that didn't know. And now what is she doing? I want you to listen carefully to Ilhan Omar and what she's doing with the smirk on her face, because friends, she's not afraid of a thing that you would do to her because she knows you won't. Oh, hang on a second, folks. Here's Ilhan. I'm trying to get this undone over in the right corner. We'll go ahead and replay that. Listen carefully to what this criminal is saying about her need to register guns in America.
So one of the things that is going to be important is to create a registry.
Same time Pam Bondi's calling forth this registration. Same exact time.
So we know where the guns are. We
can same thing with Tim Walz.
Into the wrong hands.
Into the wrong hands when they're stolen. See what they're using, friends? Okay, so again, let's just dissect this for a moment. So she's saying we need gun registration so the guns don't end up in the wrong hands when the guns are stolen. Wait a second. The reason people are doing and committing the crimes that they're now guilty of, that she's highlighting right now, are crimes that they themselves have never prosecuted or condemned. Do you understand that tyrannical governments and dictatorships and arbitrary governments, they operate off the fact of withholding judgment until crime skyrockets, and then what they do is they come in, they create policy, they undermine the Constitution, and then they begin to attack law-abiding citizens. That's exactly what she's doing. What she's doing right here, along with the rest of them, Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, and all across the country, Pam Bondi, they're not prosecuting criminals. Just last week, we highlighted the fact that, friends, many of these people, I think we highlighted a woman that was set on fire in Chicago. That man was arrested 70 times. Who's creating these repeat offenders? Who's creating this recidivism? Who's creating this, friends? Are they teaching men to fear the consequence? No, because there is no consequence. See, the consequence that these criminals like Ilhan Omar and Tim Walz and Keith Ellison, the consequence is we need to attack the gun. As if to suggest that when someone commits the crime with the gun goes to jail. That's how ridiculous it is. And notice it that it never applies to them. Notice how it never applies to them. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. You have a bunch of representatives that are allowing the criminals to do the things that they do because what they're doing at length, these communists are targeting their political opposition, and they want the gun at all cost. And what stands between you and the gun, friends? Your freedoms. Why is it that they're so adamant about getting your guns and the guns out of the hands of the American people? Because once you're disarmed, you're going to be like Australia. You're going to be an open prey, just like Benjamin Franklin tried to warn us 100 times, friends, and so did our forefathers. That's why they gave us the Second Amendment. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. You're the only thing standing between freedom, friends, and the global order that they mean to initiate. And they're all a part of the same plan. You can go ahead and mark my words on this. Ilhan Omar, there is absolutely no difference between her and the people that Donald Trump worked for. Or Zohran Mamdani, who is now somehow or another given a free pass to go ahead and establish a foreign government in New York. Same thing happening in none other than Dearborn. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And people are so ignorant enough to believe, wait a second, you said, Donald Trump, that you're gonna arrest Zohran Mamdani. And now he comes to the White House, and now you guys are best of friends, only to find out that Zohran Mamdani is showing his homage and his allegiance to the same Zionist that Donald Trump is. Do you understand, friends? And P.S., what you're also seeing, speaking of Dearborn, I should almost show you this before we end the show. I think you need to see it. You guys all have heard this Jake Long guy. I think his name is Jake Long. I could stand corrected on that. I'll pull it up in just a moment, but I want you to see this since we're off the radio right now, and I can let him go ahead and talk the way he's talking. He claims to be a Christian. Here, I'm almost there. Almost there, almost there, almost there. He claims to be a Christian, and he's in.
Thank you.
Yeah, his name is, Jake Lang. Forgive me. Jake Lang. And I want you to listen to him because somehow or another, the conservative outlets are backing this guy. Okay? And you've probably seen him. If you haven't, pay attention to him. I want you to know that he is a Zionist who's trying to create an insurrection. He's trying to create domestic insurrection between the Christians and the Muslims. How's he doing that? Listen carefully. He's declaring himself to be a Christian, dropping the F-bomb here and the F-bomb there as he's going after the Muslims, trying to be all patriotic, when in fact what he's doing, friends, is showing you who he really is. When guys like me pull the cover off him so you can see him for who he really is, listen to this.
Here we go, there's some bacon.
It's saying anti-Islam protesters in Texas dump bacon on the Quran.
Yes!
Okay, and it's called an anti-Islam protest. And Jake Lang's getting all this attention right now. He's taking bacon, inciting the Muslims in America. Listen to what he's doing. Who cares? He's just being careless about every initiative that he takes forward. You do know that he's a paid provocateur. You do know that he's a Zionist. So what you have here is you have one that claims to be a Jew, which he's not. Just like I make distinction between the Jews of the Lord and the synagogue of Satan. Please do that. Then there's going to be no confusion. He's claiming to be a Jew, which he's a Zionist. Okay? He's trying to create and incite war between Christians and the Muslims by portraying himself as a Christian when in fact he's not. Yep, he's our Tommy Robinson. We've had Tommy Robinson on the show, and sad to say, we've had him on the show several times. He seemed like he was a pretty cool guy, and then we found out later on, you know, there was a lot more to him, and we discerned that a little bit, but it was interesting to note that he was receiving the same money as James O'Keefe, as Charlie Kirk, as Candace Owens. Tommy Robinson's in that same club. So is Andrew Tate. For those that have been brainwashed by Andrew and his brother, I mean, people, when I see people are influenced by these individuals, I'm almost like, really, people? Do we have any discernment? Another one is Nick Fuentes, who is allegedly a closeted homosexual. He has controlled opposition just like the rest of them, friends. They're all put in place to keep you distracted from what's really going on. Now, I could spend some more time here, but I'm going to end the show with this. And I want you to listen carefully. And maybe we should just go through this tomorrow. Samuel Adams said this. And this is what I want you to get, because I named the show today. Which one is the sick one here? The one that tolerates this, where they don't have a right to do it, or the people that are actually perpetuating the crime against the people themselves? I say both of them are. So when it comes to this issue of the Second Amendment, Samuel Adams, a son of liberty, said, "The Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress," never. Who's Congress? The voice of the people, the representatives of the people, who act according to the authority that we gave to them, "to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens, law abiders, from keeping their own arms." This is what I want you to get. When they say that we're going to create executive orders, though that there's no constitutional authority behind them, they're null and void, nugatory, and they say that they're going to come get your guns, this, that, and the other thing, I'll tell you the way it's going to go, friends. If Americans are truly Americans and they understand that our freedoms are blood-bought, they're going to look at their said representatives and they're not going to wait for them to come to their front door. And by the way, it's never going to get to that point. Those that are calling for gun registration and disarmament, they're not the ones that are sent to disarm the people. It's all of those idiots that are subordinate to these criminals that say, well, we're just doing our job, when in fact they're not doing their job. You need to learn to say no. I don't care what Tim Walz says. I don't care what Keith Ellison says. I don't care what Ilhan Omar says. I don't care what Pam Bondi says. Americans, you know what? Where is the courage? Where is the confidence in the Lord to stand up and say no more? Because if you don't learn that lesson, what's going to happen, friends, is you're going to be disarmed, and then you're going to be put in a situation where you can no longer defend yourselves. And that's exactly where they mean to bring you. But I suggest we do this. I always talk about prevention is better than cure. Tim Walz needs to be held accountable for treason. Keith Ellison needs to be held accountable for treason. Mayor Frey needs to be held accountable for treason. They're doing it openly, friends. Ilhan Omar needs to be held accountable for treason, and then they need to be deported. They need to be deported from where they came from, and not until they're dealt with. But if we look at treason within itself, it's punishable, for those that didn't know, by death. And until the people of the United States begin to mean what it says concerning, if you go here, this is going to be the consequence, until, like our forefathers, send the message that we're not going to tolerate the crime, and if you want to dare our justice, we're going to execute the justice the way that we're supposed to bring it about. And that is death. Until that message is sent, friends, nothing is going to change. I can't say it any other way. I've said it 50,000 different ways. America, you are the government, law-abiding government. Right? I said law abiding. We don't want a revolution. These people are put in place to continuously attack us, to create revolution, to create and incite domestic insurrection. And when you've had enough and we come together under the umbrella of who we are, that has been established in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 4, go down 1-5, go to 1 Corinthians 1:10, until we learn that lesson and unify under who we are rather than what they want us to be. That's why they keep us divided all the time. Again, friends, it's going to continue on. I'm here to tell you, friends, my message is not doom and gloom. My message is we can do this. And by the way, we just got somebody up there talking about Biden getting away with it, so on and so forth. There's no difference, my friend, between Biden and Donald Trump and Barack Obama and George W. Bush, and the list goes on, the Clintons. You have to get your head out of the sand sooner or later and understand that it's a uniparty system and it's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. There is no such case does anybody have when they're talking about what the left is doing and the right is doing. The only case that they have is the fact that the right is responsible for what it allows the left to do. We love you by what we do. Again, the message is no, you're not taking my guns. I haven't broken the law. You're not going to target me. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to rally and we're going to hold you accountable for your crimes. We will talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. Also wanted to let you know, friends, do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Anything that you order today will go out first thing tomorrow morning. Please do not forget about us this year. And also consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, friends, because we don't have sponsors. You are the ones that keep us out there. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're new over here and you want to know who we are, where we came from, what it is that we've been doing, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. Talk to you in 23. See ya.